You're listening to Do This First, a daily personal development podcast that focuses on science-backed, actionable steps towards your best year ever. Hi, I'm Sandy, your host. Yesterday, we continued with our Leave It Better series by managing anger. Everyone has their moments, but anger does not have to wreck our relationships and life. We can learn to pause, not repress. There is a difference. And detach from the situation. When we take these steps, we can make anger work for us instead of against us. Today is our final installment of our Leave It Better series. Today, we're talking about being the change that we want to see in the world. I've not had the pleasure of meeting anyone who feels everything in the world is perfect and nothing needs to be done. It is mostly, this is the world we live in, and we have an amazing opportunity to help move humanity forward. I've always believed, and continue believing, that we all have a specific purpose to fill in the world. To those that much is given, much is expected. Whether it's by way of resources, skill, talent, intelligence, connections, wealth, insert valuable traits, or other tangible things there. We all have a responsibility. Being the change you want to see starts with you. Whether it is changes you want to see in the entire world, in your country, in your state, town, industry, company, job, family, friends, church, association, in literature, music, film, art, schools, children. You get the picture. Everything starts with you. This is one of the reasons influencer marketing is a multi-billion dollar industry today. It started as a way for genuine supporters or fans to share their passion online via Blogger or WordPress. Brands recognize the value and now hire bloggers, podcasters, and YouTubers to pitch their products. There are still some of us that will talk and share content that truly matters to us and aligns with our passions. Of course, the best of both worlds is when you can derive an income from something or several things that you truly love. If you have ideas on how something can be improved or have knowledge you want to share to improve in any area of life, you can do it. What we are really talking about is taking personal responsibility for driving positive change in one's surroundings. To truly make a difference, it's important to take practical steps towards implementing this philosophy in our daily lives. It might not be the easiest thing to do, but it is possible to become the change you wish to see in the world. One practical step towards creating positive change is to lead by example. This means embodying the values and principles that you wish to promote in others. For example, if you want to see more kindness and compassion in the world, make it a point to practice acts of kindness in your own interactions with others. By showing how these values can positively impact those around you, you can inspire others to follow suit. Another practical step is to educate yourself on the issues that matter to you. Politics, music, film, literature, the environment, again, insert topic. Taking the time to learn about topics you have passion for can help you become more informed and better equipped to advocate for change. You can even become a subject matter expert and influencer by reading books, attending workshops or seminars, engaging in meaningful conversations with other experts in the field, and just staying informed. Once you have educated yourself on the issues that matter to you, the next step is to take action. This can involve blogging, podcasting, providing resources to relevant organizations, participating in advocacy campaigns, or even starting your own initiatives. By taking concrete steps towards highlighting what matters to you, you can generate consensus and make a tangible impact on the world around you. Generating consensus is an important step towards fostering meaningful connections with others who share your values and goals. By building a community of like-minded individuals, you can amplify your efforts and create a network of support for your initiatives. This can involve joining or creating affinity groups, attending events, or using social media to connect with others who are passionate about the same issues. Another practical step towards creating change is to approach conflicts with an open mind and a willingness to listen in order to cultivate a culture of mutual respect and cooperation. This can help bridge divides and create opportunities for dialogue and collaboration, even in the face of disagreement. Additionally, it's important to stay resilient in the face of challenges and setbacks. Creating change is not always easy, and it is important to stay committed to your goals, even when faced with obstacles. By staying focused on your values and vision, you can persevere through difficult times and continue to make a meaningful impact. I know that I consistently mention gratitude and appreciation for the progress that we've made so far. The reason for that is that gratitude is such a powerful mindset and attitude shift. It has been for me. When we count our blessings, even in the midst of character building periods in our lives, it helps us to remain hopeful and open to the endless possibilities yet to be discovered. Most, including myself, would argue that Albert Einstein was one of the most intelligent humans to walk the earth. Yet, his static theory, which asserts that the world is stationary, was disproved by Edward Hubble's redshift theory. It was discovered in the early 20th century that light from distant galaxies appears to be shifted towards longer, redder wavelengths. This redshift is a key piece of evidence for the expanding universe theory, as it indicates that galaxies are moving away from us and each other at increasing speeds. So my point is that things that we believe to be true right now might be disproved in the future. We just never know. That is why gratitude is so important when we are trying to be the change we want to see in the world. Gratitude for what we know now and can share to help and affect change, and for what is yet to be discovered, is important. If your passion is more aligned with environmental or social change, there are nonprofit organizations, civic action groups that you can join. Here are 9 more ways to be the change you want to see in the world. Advocate for policy changes that promote your causes. Support and invest in efforts that support your values and beliefs. Support businesses and industries that align with your purpose and the greater good. Encourage individuals to make better choices in their daily lives as well. Support organizations and initiatives that work towards the things you believe in. Engage in peaceful protests and demonstrations to raise awareness if that's your thing. Vote for leaders who prioritize what you believe. Volunteer with local community organizations to support issues that align with your values at a grassroots level. Collaborate with like-minded individuals and organizations to create a united front for positive change on environmental, social, and political issues. Leaving it better than what you found it through becoming the change you want to see in the world requires dedication, action, and a willingness to engage with others in a meaningful way. Leading by example through the activities shared can inspire and impel others to take action. Consistently take practical steps towards creating change that can have an enduring ripple effect and can ensure that each generation after you holds the torch high, lighting the way for others. If you like what you're hearing, don't forget to leave a review, follow, and subscribe to my YouTube channel at Do This First. You can also read a full transcript of this podcast episode and all 119 podcast episodes and counting on my blog, DoThisFirst.life. You can also sign up for my new weekly newsletter, which will help you stay informed, get your week started on a positive note, and you'll also receive updates on coaching once that opens up again, books, merch, and my public speaking engagements as they become available. Till tomorrow. Moving past the rain, moving past the pain.
see a champion in you.